Did you know that Ryan was my first love and that there's not a day that doesn't go by that I don't think about him?
Well, I think you were his first and last. Everything was always about Heather. Heather, 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 Heather.
Think back to the first day that we met. I believe it was Ryan's 16th birthday party. In all honesty, what was your first impression of me?
You were such a gift to him. You made him smile. You made him forget that he had AIDS. And coming from a community that he was very not ever really welcomed in, and to come to a community where he had friends and somebody wanted to be his lab partner, naming you, it was just such a different type of life for him, a type that I dreamed of but I never thought could happen.
And the truth is, I needed Ryan at that time as much as he needed me. I really considered you my family. Ryan meant so much to so many people, whether they were just trying to find hope themselves or were HIV positive or just simple people who were amazed with his courage and determination. I was one of those simple people. I actually was the teenager who honestly believed that Ryan was going to win the battle with AIDS. I thought as a teenager that one day Ryan and I would live happily ever after. You know how you always mm-hmm. think that. And I just wanted you to know how much he meant to me. And I want to thank you for being the best mom in the world. How are you today? What do you miss most about Ryan?
I miss his smile and him putting his hand under my chin saying, keep that chin up, Mom. Everything's going to be okay. Because I'm like you. I thought Ryan was always going to be here. He saw the Lord when he was in the hospital after he was first diagnosed. And he said, Mom, the Lord came and spoke to me. And I said, what? He said, Mom, the Lord came and spoke to me. And I said, well, what did he say? He said he told me I had nothing to fear, that I was going to be taken care of. There was an inner peace within Ryan after that. He said, Mom, I'm not afraid to die. That last week and a half of his life, I don't remember hardly anything about it because I remembered I did not want to believe that I was going to lose him.
Jeannie, I love you.
I love you, Heather.
Thank you for letting me love your son. And I hope we stay friends forever.
We will.